Board Commissioners Regular Session, Thursday, November 5th, 2015, to order. Second item is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call is item number 3.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Carabelli.
Present.
Commissioner Duche.
Present.
Commissioner Flynn.
Here.
Commissioner Kleinfeld.
Here.
Commissioner Marino.
Here.
Commissioner Myjak.
Here.
Commissioner Miller. Commissioner Sabatini.
Here.
Commissioner Sager.
Here.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Toko.
Here.
Commissioner Vosburgh.
Here.
She doesn't have a chance.
Adoption of the agenda, with number 8 being postponed, which is the meeting schedule until next Thursday, November 12th. I think a couple members came up to me and would like to tweak a couple things. And if that's possible and the group agrees to it, we'll move forward in that direction. But we'll move that to next week, next Thursday. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Marino. As amended, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Public participation, any members of the public wishing to speak? Seeing no members of the public wishing to speak and no correspondence, we'll move to committee reports. Government operations, there was no report there. Health and Human Services and Justice and Public Safety moved to the Finance Committee, which we just had. Without objection, we'll waive the reading of the minutes and having a motion by the Chair and the Vice Chair. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The items at the Finance Committee are unanimously passed. Resolutions supporting Michigan Senate Bill 524 and House Bill 4909 to stop the use of dark store theory and eliminate unfair tax advantages for big box retailers. Moved by Kleinfeld, supported by Vosburgh. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution unanimously passes. Item 10 is approved request from Commissioner Marino to be excused from absence for the 11-3-15 Government Ops Committee meeting. Moved by Brown, supported by Vosburgh. Commissioner Marino, you want to give us an update?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is actually a really wonderful committee that was put together. It's led by the Macomb Chamber of Commerce, but it involves many stakeholders from Sandra Levin's office, Candace Miller's office, and then obviously the OCE, now the Board of Commissioners, as well as all the local layers of government. The purpose of the committee is to really protect our DOD assets that we have here in Macomb County. Most recently, they took a little lobby day out to Washington, D.C., and when they met with some of the congressional delegation, they were very surprised when you look at the per capita spending in terms of DOD contracts. Michigan's 10th Congressional District, or Michigan as a whole, if you look at it, ranks in between 47 and 50 out of all the 50 states in terms of the amount of defense contracts that we actually receive here. So looking at some of that information, it's quite alarming because we tend to pride ourselves as being the defense capital of the Midwest, where it's quite contrary. Some of the numbers obviously are deflated because we don't have any real active duty personnel here, so the salaries aren't included in a lot of those numbers, but we aren't really the leader defense capital of the Midwest, if you will, right now. So it's what we call grow and protect. We're trying to protect and grow. We're trying to protect our DOD assets here, and then obviously retool and re-equip some of the auto suppliers, et cetera, to make sure that we can bolster some of our DOD assets. So in addition, this committee's also reached out to other affected areas, so Battle Creek, Alpena, Grayling, their chambers of commerce, to work with them. So that way we have a united front when working with our Michigan congressional delegation to, again, make sure that we can secure more defense contracts and protect and promote our DOD assets here. So thank you.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The absence is excused per our policy. Any new business before the commission? Commissioner Vosburgh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe everyone received a copy from SEMCOG requesting public comments on the transportation improvement plan and the traffic safety plan. This is the sort of thing it's our opportunity to make sure that our local communities are included in a way that the local communities want to be. So I would suggest everyone take this back to their local municipalities and show that to them. They probably have also received it, but as we know, sometimes this kind of thing piles up in our inbox. We don't always take a look at it in a timely manner, so we want to take that back to your communities and see if there's any comments they would like to make as well. Thank you.
Any other new business, Commissioner Brown?
Just a note, maybe to Chair, to Commissioner Tokos, GCSI scheduled to come in the future.
To Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Kleinfeld.
Gary Owen gave me a call, and Commissioner Kleinfeld and I haven't been able to discuss this yesterday, and I haven't talked to Gary, but he does want to come in the next week or the beginning of December to kind of talk about the road package. So maybe that's something that we could work out today and then get a commissioner's a date of when that's going to happen.
Thank you.
Is that fair?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. It might also be useful as well as if finance has any projections of, you know, the fiscal impact on the county as a result of the road plan, so we can see, you know, an estimated amount of what we might be able to receive out of the deal. I think that would be really helpful as well, too.
For finance to see how much the Department of Roads would receive under this package?
Yeah. Based on the House fiscal analysis, they should be able to crunch an estimate on what, you know, we expect to receive as a county. So I think that'd be very helpful.
Okay. Yeah, the percentage of increase in the road budget.
Right. Got it. Yeah, or the cuts, as Commissioner Miller mentioned.
Or the cuts on the other end?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Any other new business? Elected official compensation study. I went through it on Tuesday or Wednesday, pared it down. Some of the past history we're going to do internally, and then we're going to send that out today. And I believe we're giving until December 7th. That was one of the chief reasons why some of the companies said they didn't put in a bid. They wanted more time. So we're giving 4 weeks on this. So if anybody has any consulting companies or knows any individuals who have an expertise in this, please tell them to put in their bid by that time frame. Veterans Day is next Wednesday, so we have economic development and infrastructure on Tuesday, and finance at 4:30 on Thursday. Followed by full board at 7 p.m. The construction update won't be on infrastructure. Plant Moran Cressa is out of town, but they will give that on the finance meeting on Thursday. And just to keep the board apprised, the past 2 days we've had meetings between Martha T. Berry, the executive office, myself, and Scott Smith. And we're making progress on all the items that have been a disagreement over the past year. And I think that we'll be able to have resolution by the beginning of December on some of those, so then we can move a budget at the first finance meeting and then adopt it by the last week of our committee schedules of 2015. Any other questions or new business? Seeing none, public participation. Once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Caraballi. Commissioner Duje. Commissioner Flynn. Commissioner Kleinfeld.
Here.
Commissioner Marino.
Here.
Commissioner Mijak. Commissioner
here.
Miller.
Yes.
Commissioner Sabatini.
Here.
Commissioner Sager.
Here.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Toko. Commissioner
here.
Vosburgh.
Here. Motion to adjourn. Yes. Made by Duje, supported by Sager. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.